This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Darren Hudson, director of the Cotton Economics Research Institute at Texas Tech University. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The focusing on the all insulates us from the sort of criticism from the WTO in that it's not favoring one cotton growth over another. If U.S. cotton mills wish to import cotton from Uzbekistan, they can, and they still receive the subsidy. So that protects us from that litigation.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The policy states that the 4 cents is supposed to be reinvested in plant and equipment. Our forecasts don't take into account any increases in efficiency that might result from that. But we wouldn't expect those impacts to be large because the overall textile industry has just shrunk so much. The TEAA probably has a fairly small impact overall. What we're looking at is roughly 0.5% increase in mill use over the next 10 years and a slight increase, about 0.25% increase in U.S. farm price. It is slowing the rate of decline of the U.S. textile mills by providing them some access to competitively priced cotton.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Which leaves them less vulnerable to world price fluctuations, as pure exporters were at the whim of the world market. So having a viable domestic industry helps in that regard. To the detractors of the program, it is what appears to be WTO compliant, and the magnitudes of any of those effects are fairly small. So the cost is small and the effects are small, but it does delay, you know, the exit of the U.S. textile industry.